Bhagavan's presence under letters and comments. I am Maitreyi, the elder daughter of N.S. Raja, who recently returned to India from New York. You may recollect that I used to sing during the ashrama's functions. I feel like sharing with you the details of a miracle performed recently by Sri Bhagavan in my case. For the past 5 months, I have been having abdomen colic frequently, and I took treatment at some reputed hospitals from experienced surgeons and physicians. Even after many tests, they were unable to diagnose the ailment correctly, and their prescriptions failed to give me any substantial relief. Finally, a few days back, one of my relatives suggested that one Dr. Ganesan, a gastro physician, may be able to treat me successfully, and he offered to schedule an appointment with Dr. Ganesan. He then called the doctor on his cell phone and described my medical problem and history, whereupon the doctor asked us to wait for him at a particular hospital the next morning. I went to the hospital in the morning, but was told at the reception counter that no one named Dr. Ganesan was coming to the hospital. But when I reiterated that we had spoken to the doctor himself and had been specifically asked by him to meet him there, they reluctantly suggested that we might make further inquiries elsewhere in the same hospital. We did so, and everyone else confirmed that only a surgeon named Aragusudaram visits the hospital. After a futile 2 hours there, we ultimately dialed the same number that we called the previous day and started the following talk. Me, Dr. Ganesan. The reply was, "Sorry, you are calling a wrong number." We checked the number, convinced that it was correct, dialed again. The voice from the other end said, "This is Dr. Aragusundaram speaking. What can it do for you?" We were perplexed and confused. He ascertained the matter from us and confirmed that we had actually spoken to him only, and not to Dr. Ganesan, the previous day. Actually, my relative had wrongly stored the number of Dr. Aragusudaram against the name of Dr. Ganesan. He said he was a gastrosurgeon and would be in the hospital in a few minutes on his usual visits, and offered to meet us if we were still interested. The name Aragusudaram had special significance for us. Aragu or Aragammal is the name of Sri Bhagavan's mother, and Sundaram is that of his father. Every one of us knows that Sri Bhagavan has used these names, that is Aragusundaram, in the second stanza of Akshara Manamalai. This name being uncommon, it struck us that Sri Bhagavan was indicating to us that this unexpected doctor bearing the name of his parents was the one through whom Sri Bhagavan wanted to cure my disease. So I met the doctor, underwent the surgery suggested by him, and I am now all right. The course of events constitutes nothing short of a miracle for us. We felt the presence of his helping hand. Please convey my regards to all of the devotees at the ashram. Yours affectionately, Maitreyi. We were very happy to read how Bhagavan made his presence known to you in a way unique to your present need. That is how he shows us that we are not alone in our journey through life, that he is there watching, protecting and guiding us. He is ready to hand over to us perfect peace and joy if we but throw ourselves unreservedly to his care. He sometimes teaches us this truth by steps, as he has shown you the truth of his presence in this instance. I am sure you will have many more such assurances. As you practice his teachings, he will make you realize and experience the true meaning and purpose of this human birth. You are fortunate, and we thank you for sincerely sharing your experience with us. Editor.